I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. It's the time of year for resolution. We spoke with Wycliffe Associates President and CEO Bruce Smith about his organization's goals for 2016.
We actually believe that in the next year, in 2016, we're going to see more than double the number of new translation starts around the world. We're anticipating more than 500 new Bible translations to begin during the coming year.
So translation speed has increased over the last year, but translators have also faced increases in death threats, kidnappings, and other issues.
This is a walk of faith. There's very few things in this process that are guaranteed. There's just so many variables, so many threats, but also so many opportunities that can't be anticipated. So we just pray for God's guidance and His provision.
Switching gears, here's a question for you. Is there still a glass ceiling when it comes to women in leadership? In the U.S., our answer might be, well, it's being shattered. Mary Jo Wilson, Vice President for Missional Engagement for Asian Access, wants the same for women around the world. She believes that men have to be key partners in change for women in Asia.
It's not women just saying, we need more voice, but men saying, we need your voice, and discussing together how we can go about that. I think that within the church, the power of the gospel for women to be seen as equal value to men is a message that has to come through. It compels us to bring women in and to say you're not less. We are co-image bearers.
For complete details on the stories you've just heard, visit us online at missionnews.org. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Do you want stories that'll help you pray for your world more effectively? Well, get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. Our updates feature stories on current events, plus gospel connections, action points, links, and more at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.